This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Watching your workplace slow down or seeing Michigan's colleges and universities switch to distance learning, these are the things that you might expect during a major public health incident. What about the wheels of justice? Think about it. All the criminal matters, all the restraining orders, bankruptcy filings, child custody cases that might be interrupted. The Michigan Judicial Branch has sent out guidance to state courts that are making decisions about whether to stay open, shut down some operations, or perhaps call a hiatus altogether. Bridget McCormick is the Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, and she joins us now with more. Justice McCormick, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
What kind of circumstances have closed courts in Michigan in recent history? There must be some precedent for this, right?
There is a little bit that I'm aware of. Last winter, when a lot of state government shut down, when the governor called a state of emergency because of the severely low temperatures, a number of courthouses in the state decided to close, including the Michigan Supreme Court. Not all did, because we have a non-unified court system. Each local court has to work with its local funding unit. And so for some, the decision was easy. If your employees are all county employees and the county is closed, you're likely to be closed. But for some who have different relationships, they were able to stay open or at least keep some functions open.
Just as with a weather emergency, I imagine that there may be some differences with what's going on in more populated areas of the state and courts in the Upper Peninsula that are much smaller operations.
So that's exactly right. I just finished a meeting with the leaders of all the judicial associations. The probate judges, the district judges, and the circuit court judges all have leadership, and I met with all of them. And, you know, the different courts face different issues when you have a weather crisis, but also a public health crisis like the one we're facing now. There are some Upper Peninsula courts that have very, very few people in and out of them, and it might not be hard to keep doing business as usual. And then we have some incredibly busy district courts where you will have large numbers of people waiting in the lobby on any given day, and they're facing a different set of problems.
You and the state court administrative office are working on a COVID-19 response plan right now. What kind of things are you taking into consideration?
So right now, what we're trying to do is make sure that the judges throughout the state and the court administrators throughout the state have access to all of the best information, ideas, recommendations. So we put up on the Michigan Supreme Court website a webpage devoted to all of these resources. It, of course, links to the State of Michigan page, as well as the National Center for State Courts page and the CDC. But also, we are going to be adding to it other ideas, advice, plans that come to our attention, so people have one place to go for information. I also sent out a set of recommendations for courts to think about. And again, because each court has its own relationship with its funding unit, its own public health officials, we understand that different courts will be making different decisions, at least for now. But we thought it was important to send out general recommendations, docket management recommendations.
What are the general recommendations? Like, what kinds of things are you telling them?
So the things we told them, even before the governor declared a state of emergency, was that that they should be establishing communication with their funding unit and their county health department immediately, that they should be following the CDC's advice, that they should be identifying work-related exposure and health risks to employees. They should be identifying their essential employees and what equipment they might need in the event of a state of an emergency, which we're now in. In terms of docket management, we recommended that they start consider adjourning hearings with vulnerable persons, including, of course, people who are 60 and over and at risk, especially if they're already medically compromised, adult guardianship proceedings in particular, and to start planning for remote hearings in as many cases as possible, including arraignments, mental health trials, guardian ad litem proceedings. When the governor declared a state of emergency, we took it up a notch. We recommended they consider adjourning civil jury trials, as well as criminal jury trials when the defendant is not in custody. And frankly, even when the defendant is in custody, some jurisdictions are going to have to make hard decisions about which cases can be adjourned. The jurors are innocent, and it is irresponsible for us to be calling in hundreds of jurors and putting them in a small room together at this time.
Right. Do all of Michigan's courts have the capacity to hold remote hearings?
Yes, we do. And thank goodness, a number of years ago, we actually, the Supreme Court, made video conferencing. We put video conferencing technology in every court in the state. So we do have the ability to do a whole lot by video.
When we talk about workplaces, we're using phrases like non-essential personnel and operations. When I think about what happens in the courts, a whole lot of it seems important or else it would not be coming before a court. How do you prioritize?
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, what I said to folks was we need to be focused on three fundamental obligations. And the first one is protecting the health of the litigants and the employees of our courts, but also the public that shows up to use the facilities, including jurors, but also maintaining critical judicial branch functions. You know, courts are part of our public safety system, so they can't just shut down altogether. We also want to make sure that we're providing appropriate judicial input into the process of protecting the public more generally. So we want to be involved in the conversations that the governor is having with her directors as well. But within our courthouses, there are apples and oranges. I mean, there are cases that must be heard because critical public safety questions are at stake. And there are cases that can wait. Like I said, and like I recommended, civil jury trials, in most cases, can wait. Criminal jury trials where somebody's not in custody can wait. So there's a way to think about which cases we can return to in a month or two when we know better what we're dealing with.
Have any Michigan courts yet needed to decide any questions about mandatory testing or treatment?
Not that I'm aware of, and I believe I would be, because we've asked our judges to make sure they communicate with our regional administrators so that we get that information. But I am not aware of any so far.
Do you think it might come to that?
I assume so. I mean, it's hard to predict what I feel like everything changes hour by hour right now. I saw the Big Ten tournament just got canceled while it was about to start. So I'm assuming there'll be a lot of important hard questions coming to Michigan's judges.
I was looking over a guidebook that's recommended for state courts as they think through their pandemic preparedness. I guess I shouldn't have been surprised that it began with several sections on the role of federal and state government and public health law explanations. Can courts react in a timely fashion to developing public health emergencies?
I believe they can. Like a lot of government, sometimes we're not as nimble as the private sector, but I am confident in my senior team and this state court administrative office's ability to make sure we can be in constant communication with the judges throughout the state. And we have tremendous judges and court staff and court administrators ready to respond to whatever's at stake. So I think we can.
Just one last question. What does Michigan need to think about for its courts if this ends up lasting longer than a couple of weeks?
Like everyone else, courts are places where lots of people gather. And from what we know right now, the only thing we can be doing, since there is no vaccine and there is no treatment for this particular virus, is doing everything we can to slow the spread so we do not burden our medical centers and we save as many lives as possible. So I think what courts need to be doing right now is thinking about how to contribute to solving that problem. We can figure out the court's business going forward. We're all prepared to work hard and work long hours to catch up on what needs to be caught up for now. We want to be part of the solution here in Michigan.
Chief Justice Bridget McCormick of the Michigan Supreme Court. Justice McCormick, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.